I wonder if on the night before 9/11 occurred, 9/10, as people were going to sleep, I wonder how many people, Rosemary, had this dream of planes and crashes and buildings around this planet, or even this country specifically, or maybe in New York in general. I wonder how many people felt that. Tragic, no doubt. I wonder, of those 3,000 plus victims, how many of those had horrible dreams that night? You know, we'll never know. But gosh, it would have been great to, for scientific reasons, to find out what some of those dreams might have been.
Well, we've had a lot of discussion on 9/11 in the dreaming community, and we do have a glimmer of how many people may have experienced bona fide precognitive dreams, because the dream sites online and the Association for the Study of Dreams, which I'm very active in, we got a lot of email from people that after the fact they realized that they had had dreams that they felt were precognitive. They had not necessarily seen that planes were going to crash into the World Trade Center, but they had dreams of large buildings exploding or planes crashing or people screaming in panic, nuclear winter types of scenario, which sort of mirror the gray ash that was around. And we even, the ASD, even set up a hotline for people to deal with that because they were very traumatized. I have a new book on dreams coming out in a few months called The Dreamer's Way, and I devote a chapter to this sort of dreaming. These sorts of dreams are real. We do dream about precognitive things, including disasters in advance. Why do we dream it, and is there anything we can do about it? Can we be proactive dreamers? And I think the answer is yes. That's the whole emerging paradigm in consciousness, is learning how to use our consciousness proactively in waking consciousness and dreaming consciousness to influence not only our personal lives, but the collective. That's going to be on a global stage.
Will that take training? I mean, how do you get people to do that?
I think that it's something we're going to grow into awareness of. We're going to have to realize on a mass scale that we are all very much connected through consciousness, that what we think impacts what happens in the physical plane, and that our dreams have meaning in terms of what has happened to us and what can happen to us. We have to realize on a mass scale that the future is malleable. It's a probable outcome of forces in motion. We're the ones who govern those forces by every thought, word, and action in waking life and dreaming life. That's going to be a massive amount of change, and I don't think it's going to happen smoothly or probably even in the very near future, but we're on that cutting edge right now.
Well, what would happen if 5 or 10 million people, before they go to sleep every night, concentrated on an event or on a person? Could you change somebody's mind, for example? What could you do to their thoughts? Could you enter their dream state? And I'm talking about in the masses. There may be a couple people who are powerful enough to do it on their own, but if you have that many people, what could happen?
I think a lot of things could happen. Because we would have the force of united consciousness. We've already had some demonstrations of the power of that through the Transcendental Meditation people, who've staged a number of events to unite people in meditation with the idea that there's an effect in the outer environment that results from that. Fewer accidents, fewer reports of violence, violent weather. It's very difficult to scientifically validate that, but the anecdotal evidence is pretty intriguing.
But you think
you
could change
prayer days?
Yes, and they work.
They do work. In fact, one of the things that that I helped to initiate through the Association of the Study of Dreams after 9/11 was a program for dream activism, and the whole idea is to get people to dream together in a positive way at the same time. It's still in its very nascent stages, but what we do, we have formed a group now, which you can join online through the Dream Association for the Study of Dreams. And every night, or every month, excuse me, on the nights of the 10th and the 11th, and that's to honor 9/11, we have an affirmation that we dream, and then we join in a discussion online and talk about it.